This week on Dayton Youth Radio, we have the first of two stories about teenagers dealing with the opioid crisis. Today we'll hear from Megan Johnson, a senior at Centerville High School.
My story is about my 25-year-old cousin, her life getting taken by the use of heroin. She overdosed on fentanyl. I did this story because this is something that I think about on a daily basis, every night before I go to sleep, losing someone who's so close to me to drugs and seeing what it did to my family. When I think of a heroin addict, I envision a dirty, homeless person, blitzed out, standing in an alleyway, not someone I know. Ashley was beautiful. She was very pretty, a little bit chubby, which always made her self-conscious. She was an only child. Ashley grew up in Springboro in a beautiful home with doting parents. Our moms took us to Kings Island and we had sleepovers, Thanksgiving and Christmases together, everything. Ashley's story is like so many others. She could be a bit of a rebel, she liked bad boys, her boyfriend was very into drugs, and soon Ashley was too. The next few teenage years were a bit messy. She decided to get a job and went to a small college. Then she had a baby. She moved in with her parents, living in the nanny suite downstairs in their basement. She finally decided to get clean and went to rehab. She was in and out of rehab a couple times, but the last time seemed good. The last time I heard from Ashley was Wednesday, June 23rd. She sent me a selfie of herself holding a new dog, a little baby dachshund named Lucy. Ashley was back. She looked happy. On Thursday, June 24th, it all came to an end. Ashley died. She overdosed on fentanyl. I had a nail appointment on Thursday in the evening with some of my girlfriends. My cell phone rang and I picked it up. It was my mom. She couldn't talk. She was crying so hard. She said, "I need you to come meet me at Aunt Becky's house right now." When I pulled into the driveway, the police and coroner were there. They were all outside, my mom, my sister, my aunt, my uncle, my grandpa, and my other cousins. We hugged and cried. There was nothing any of us could do. The next few days were a blur. I was afraid to fall asleep. I couldn't eat. I couldn't be around my friends. It was just too hard. The visitation and the funeral were on the same day. There was a long line for condolences. It took hours. The funeral was sad. Ashley's 5-year-old daughter kept telling everyone to touch her mom's hair because it was so beautiful. She put a pink, yellow, and blue string bracelet on her mom's wrist before closing the casket. I just wanted my message just to be that, you know, drugs, it's just a really bad thing to get into, especially since, I mean, just one person could be doing it and it affects a ton of other people. My story ends with losing my cousin and my family not being the same. Family is really important and the gatherings are important and that doesn't happen anymore. For Dayton Youth Radio at Centerville High School, this is Megan Johnson.
Something changed inside me, broke wide open, all spilled out, till I had no doubt that something changed.
That was a story entitled, Something's Changed, written and produced by Megan Johnson, a senior at Centerville High School. Special thanks to Trisha Ray Pock. To hear more stories from this series, visit WYSO.org and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Project Coordinator Basine Blunt.
Support for Dayton Youth Radio comes from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Ohio Arts Council.